bringing pro football to the Mid-South for over two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes!
Good! Touchdown, Titans!
This is Titans Radio. From last week's game to the contest ahead, hear from the head coach of the Titans as he takes your phone calls and questions on the Mike Vrabel Show, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plan, exclusively on Titans Radio. Now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
Welcome to the Mike Vrabel Show. You can get lined up to talk to the Titans head coach by calling the Xfinity XFi hotline at 877-848-2671. 877-848-2671. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity. This is beyond Wi-Fi. This is XFi, only from Xfinity, a proud partner of the Tennessee Titans. Or if you would like to tweet Coach Vrabel, tweet your question or comment at Titans Radio. Titans opponent this week, the Los Angeles Chargers. Have to stop and make sure you say Los Angeles, or else you'll fall back into the habit of saying San Diego. Gentlemen, as part of their radio broadcast, is a name you know well from NFL Network. Daniel Jeremiah does that job in the Chargers radio and many others, and we welcome you to Titans Radio on this Monday. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, my friend?
I'm very well, and I was thinking about the first thing I wanted to hit you with. I think you may watch more football than any man in America. Do you think that's fair?
Well, you cut out for 1 second there, so I just heard you say man in America. So I could go any way.
Yes, okay. Let me see if I can get it back here. Because that's a funny open. Do you think it's possible that you watch more football than any man in America?
No chance. I would say, look, every college coach and NFL coach, they're watching more than I am. And I would say my good buddy Brian Baldinger is probably watching even more than I am, because I love watching tape, but I think Baldy might have a sick addiction that needs to be addressed professionally. So I watch a lot of tape, but there's a lot of folks doing a lot more work. But I enjoy it, that's for sure.
But you're already starting to scout 2020 draft picks for NFL Network, though, right?
That's true. So I kind of swim in two different oceans. You're getting ready doing these Charger games every week. Then I've got the podcast and the aftermath on NFL Network. So I need to keep up with what's going on around the league. But I'm always, trying to push towards the spring, because there's so many of these draft kids, as you know. If you don't start on that early, that can be a real bear. So I try and knock out, if I can, hopefully, 5 to 10 of those college players a week as well. So I enjoy it. It's fun to watch them at the same time, because it really does set your eyes to what works and what plays in the NFL, and it gives you a chance to be a little bit more accurate when you're watching the college kids.
If you had to guess at a few names that would be in contention for the top pick in the 2020 draft in Las Vegas, do you have three or four names that you think stand out right now?
Oh, I think so. I really, at this point in time, I think you're talking about, Tua Tagovailoa, obviously from Alabama, who's a phenomenal football player, and Justin Herbert from Oregon. I think those two are jostling for that top quarterback spot. And then if you're looking at a defensive player that could upset the apple cart, I would say Chase Young at Ohio State, I believe, is the best defensive player in the country, with the defensive tackle, Derek Brown, just behind him. I mean, I gave them a very similar grade, but usually you'll see that edge defender get ranked a little bit higher than the interior guy. So those would be the four, I think, that are really jockeying for position up there at this point in time.
Who is a guy who has come out of nowhere onto your radar this year?
Well, at this point in time, I'm still schools and numbers a lot more than some of the names on some of these guys that are a little off the radar. I would say there's, I believe his name's Mekhi Becton, who is a tackle at Louisville, who I think got a chance to be a top 10, top 15 pick that I'd never heard of before the season started. He's a really good player. And then there's a small school safety out of Lenoir Rhyne, which I've actually scouted at, which is in Hickory, North Carolina, who I think's got, what I've seen of him, I haven't seen a ton, But what I've seen, I mean, I'm like, this guy's a second-round type player, which, you know, Hickory's not. Hickory produces furniture, and they got a good Krispy Kreme there, but I didn't know they don't usually produce too many NFL players. So
Ryan Succop.
Beaten path. There you go. Oh, there you go. Nicely done. Good
play. And Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes. That's a couple. That's a couple
you
from there.
Get some fine, you can get some great furniture there, too, now.
You certainly can. I thought you might say Joe Burrow from LSU.
Joe's been great, but I don't know that, you know, I want to see him throw in person, but everybody I've talked to that's been through there, they all say the same thing, that he's playing at a high level. They've been impressed with what he's done, but he's not necessarily going to have the tools that you would see of a top five, top ten pick. The guys that I've been through there kind of thought he was kind of more on that 1-2 kind of borderline. I watched him over the summer, and I thought he was, you know, he's a good player. Everybody told me that he would make a big step forward with Joe Brady there, and he surely has. From what I saw earlier in the year, I definitely have come up off where I was, but. You know, we'll see if he can keep it rolling. But I have not heard anybody yet that's viewed him in that light.
Who is the first-round pick or even the second-round pick in this year's draft, in the 2019 draft, who's playing in the NFL that has blown you away to a point, Daniel Jeremiah, that he's even a little better than you thought he was?
Well, I don't know if it's possible to say, you know, when you have Nick Bosa as the number one player in the draft, it's hard to say he's exceeded expectations, but look at how that team is playing and look at the impact that he's had when he's been out there on the field. I mean, he has been as advertised for that group. I think, you know, Daniel Jones has cooled off a little bit as the competition has increased, but he's somebody who I had as the 32nd player in the draft. You know, he went sixth overall, as everybody knows, and I think he's exceeded expectations as well. So it's shaping up to be a pretty good group. You know, the receiver that's got the most buzz right now is Terry McLaurin for the Redskins, who was kind of on the verge of my top 50, just outside. I want to say he was, you know, in the 50 to 60 in that range. But, man, he's been really the most consistent rookie receiver this year. So he's been outstanding.
One of the stories here in Nashville is that this week Jeffrey Simmons can begin practice. He is coming off the non-football injury list, the same terms at least as the PUP, where he had to sit out six games. We'll see how he comes along, and we'll see when he's able to play. By all rights, he's made a really nice recovery from the ACL. Daniel Jeremiah, how did you have Jeffrey Simmons rated coming out of Mississippi State?
If Jeffrey Simmons does not get hurt and is healthy going into last year's draft, he would have been one of my top five players. That's how good he was, how dominant he was. And I was with the Philadelphia Eagles when we drafted Fletcher Cox out of Mississippi State, and I thought Simmons was every bit as good as Fletcher, and that's about as high a praise I can give somebody as well as Fletcher's played. So he's a special, special talent, and you know, I thought at that point in the draft, you just can't pass him up. Even if he had to redshirt the entire year, that's a great move for the future of that team. And you're gonna be like getting an extra first-round pick.
That's the idea. We'll see what he can do this week. Speaking of Mississippi youngsters who play for the Titans, A.J. Brown has flashed some early in the season.
Yeah.
Are you surprised by that?
No, not at all. I mean, things you knew about him, he was tough. He was great after the catch. And I thought, you know, of all the receivers, they had a bunch of them there. You know, I thought he was the most refined route runner and had a really good spring, you know, in the run-up to the draft. So, no, with the production, you know, the toughness, I thought all that stuff would play well. Now they just got to find a way to get that whole passing game going and find a way to get him and Corey Davis unlocked, because that I do think there's a lot of talent in that position with that team, and they need to find a way to get some more production.
Let's take you from your NFL Network hat and move to your Chargers radio hat. A lot of us are very surprised the Chargers are 2-4. What's going on with that ball club?
Well, you know, you could go to any, you know, peewee football field, and at the lowest levels of football, all the way up to the NFL, there's some things that are universal. It is a sport where blocking, tackling, and protecting the football are of the utmost importance. And right now, the Chargers are not blocking well. They can't run the football. Philip Rivers is getting hit. Tackling the other night against the Steelers was awful. I mean, just awful. I don't know if I've seen so many missed tackles and costly. Like, it's third and seven. You've got a guy 3 yards short, and you just fall off the tackle and give up first downs. And one was a long touchdown to Connor out of the backfield where you've got a chance to tackle him at the 26-yard line. He's up against the sideline. It's not a difficult tackle, and it's a touchdown. So blocking's been poor. The tackling's been poor, and Phillip Rivers has got to do a better job of protecting the football. I don't really think it's complicated. They're missing a lot of guys. I do believe in, watching this team last year and then seeing this year without Derwin James, I feel confident in saying Derwin James is the most valuable player on this football team. So they need to get him back, and they miss him desperately.
How healthy will their receiver core figure to be in Nashville this weekend?
They've been hobbled. They really have. Mike Williams made some big plays against the Steelers, but he's not at full speed right now. The big addition, though, is getting Hunter Henry back. And, all your listeners that have seen him in SEC day back in the day at Arkansas and have seen what he's done when he's been healthy, I think he's a top five caliber tight end in the NFL. So that was a big addition. He had 100 yards and a couple touchdowns. So I think you'll see a lot of two tight end sets with him and Virgil Green and see if they can't get Keenan Allen back rolling again.
How has the Chargers' defense looked to you to this point outside of the tackling problem?
Yeah, the tackling's been really bad. They haven't had Melvin Ingram the last couple weeks, and that's a tough one because him and Bosa work so well off one another, not only when they're on opposite sides. I even like it better when they pair them up and they can run games, when they're lined up next to each other. So they have not stopped the run. In all their losses, you can find issues with them stopping the run, just fitting up correctly and the tackling issue, as I mentioned. So that's been the big problem there. And Bosa, he still finds ways to make impact plays, but without Melvin Ingram, he gets an awful lot of attention from opponents.
It's a game featuring 2-4 teams this Sunday in Nashville, 3:05 kickoff Central Time for the Titans and the Chargers. And Daniel Jeremiah, I don't think we thought either one of these teams would be in this situation where they desperately need a win in Week 7.
It is so true. And, I thought these were two teams that were poised to really take that next step. And from a Chargers standpoint, they won 12 games last year. I'm not saying they were going to win more than 12 games. But I thought they would be a more complete team and really be pushing to try and chase a championship. And I thought the Titans, who've been in that 9-7 range, for so long, I thought they were ready to take that next step. And it just really, it's a funny league. The second you think you've got something figured out, find out we all have no clue. So the good news is the AFC is still pretty wide open, and it's afforded a lot of these teams with bad starts to still feel like they're in it. And man, there is a big difference between 3-4 and 2-5.
You got it. He does the Move the Sticks podcast with Bucky Brooks. He's on NFL Network and he does Chargers Radio. Daniel Jeremiah, thank you so much for being willing to take the time with us on Titans Radio tonight.
Well, I've long respected you, and I count you as a close friend, and there's nobody better in the business than you. So anything you need, you ask, I'll be there.
Thank you, Daniel.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests. We drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable deals from your Unstoppable Train Comfort Specialist dealer. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 60 months and rebates up to $500 on a qualifying train system. Visit traininfo.com for complete program eligibility, dates, and restrictions. That's traininfo.com, subject to credit approval.
It's hard to stop a train.
Of course you know that if your car battery is dead, you could reach for a AAA membership card to come to your rescue. But did you know that a AAA card has you covered with more than roadside assistance? Like with a cruise or vacation package, a savings account, discounts at thousands of locations, plus auto, home, and life insurance, free identity theft protection, and more. So get a AAA card and expect something more. To learn more, call 866-685-5222. Go to AAA.com or visit your local AAA office.
At Priceless Foods, you'll get more groceries for lower prices every day. Stop in today and get select 15.6 to 15.8 ounce Campbell's SpaghettiOs, just 63 cents plus 10% at checkout. You'll also find an array of fresh quality meats, hand cut every day by our team of butchers, and a full variety of farm fresh fruits and vegetables. Get the quality and brands you love for prices you'll love at Priceless Foods.
It takes a Titan to bring people together, even when rivalries pull them apart. It takes a Titan to achieve goals far beyond the end zone. It takes a Titan to become a champion on the field and of the community. So at Nissan, we build trucks for Titans. Nissan Titan, backed by America's best limited truck warranty. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans. See local dealer or call 1-888-858-8319 for limited warranty details.
Now's your chance to talk to the head coach. Call 877-848-2671 or tweet him a question at Titans Radio as you listen to the Mike Vrabel Show, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plan.
This is Titans Radio.
Four, five, the Zone. The Sports Station.
The Mike Vrabel Show on Titans Radio is brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Look to the folks at Farm Bureau Health Plans when you need someone who understands the X's and O's of health care coverage. Tennesseans protecting Tennesseans since 1947. You can call us on the Xfinity XFi hotline at 877-848-2671 or tweet us a question or comment at Titans Radio. That's at Titans Radio. Mike Vrabel, welcome to your program.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you as usual. Appreciate you making the time.
Absolutely.
Your news conference this morning was roughly 70% quarterback talk, I would say. If you would, for people who did not have a chance to hear you this morning, lay out how specific you were about your sort of timetable as to what you're going to do in terms of who will be the quarterback this week.
Well, we'll look at the injury report, look at a game plan, see what we feel like gives us the best chance to beat the Chargers based on what they're going to do. Talk to the offensive staff and come up with a guy that we feel like can execute that plan and, you know, gives us the best chance to score points, which in turn gives us a chance to win the game.
And so laying out everything tonight as you work as a staff and then more tomorrow preparing for the first day of practice week, which is Wednesday, correct?
Correct. Yep. Tomorrow's a big day. Tonight's a big night. You know, to be able to watch them and understand what they're trying to do, what their scheme is, what's worked, what hasn't worked, in all three phases, come together, finish up the game plan tomorrow. Wednesdays are always critical. First and second down, that's where the majority of the snaps of the game are played. Punt team, which is critical. We punted 9 times. Again, it's okay to punt in this league, but probably not 9 times. We feel like we have a very good punter. We gave up, as a punt team, we gave up 42-yard return, which you can't have, but then still netted 42 yards a punt. It's pretty good when you consider you gave up a 42-yard return.
So to sort of set the scene, to save the caller's time and to save the tweeter's time, you are not going to say tonight who your starting quarterback is against the Chargers on Sunday.
No, we're not prepared really to do that, nor would we do that in this manner right now.
All right, let's go to Adam in Portland, who's calling at 877-848-2671. Hello, Adam, and welcome to the Xfinity XFi Hotline and the Mike Vrabel Show on Titans Radio.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call, Mike. Coach, I know that, you know, you're probably hearing a lot of crap, and I just want to tell you to we really appreciate you for being the class act that you are. Your quarterbacks embody that, and I don't care who you go with. I want to tell you that that's two classy guys that you had to pick from. And, I mean, I don't know anybody that, you know, buy season tickets to the Titans that wanted to see Marcus Mariota's press conference the other day and felt good about that. I mean, it sucks. It makes you queasy. That's all I want to say about the quarterback, by the way. I know you're going to hear a lot more of it, but I just want to say your punter, number one, he's amazing. I love Brett Kern. I'm going to buy a Brett Kern jersey. And your defense, man, I haven't seen the defense play this well since like the 2000 Titans. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying it's a one-man thing. It's like every person on that defense is playing well. So I wanted to commend you on the job they're doing, because we haven't really played well offensively, but we've been in every game, and I'm hoping that the fans, you know, stick it out and realize that we have a long season ahead.
Well, I really appreciate the support. I really appreciate it. I know our organization does, and our coaches, and our owner, and our general manager, with the comments about the type of people we have. You know, I told some players today as I met with them that when you care about people and they're disappointed or they're frustrated or they're insert emotion there, that's what you become. When your wife feels a certain way, when your kids feel a certain way, that's how you feel when you care about them. And so we don't want to feel that way. We want to get back to work, to do everything we can to win. And I think that the team is going to do that. You know, that's just where we're at. You know, you prepare all week and you have to go out and execute. And sometimes things change. Sometimes they don't. But the most important thing is that guys go out there and you know, play fast and are able to play together. You know, that's important. You know, you can't do anything this alone. You can't, you know, execute a block with just one guy. There are a lot of combination blocks. Coverages or combination coverages, two players defending two players in a combo, or, you know, banjo or whatever the communication is. Running games up front or blocking games, like we talked about, takes two people. So, you know, I think that's always critical that we, you know, continue to stress that the teamwork is it's going to be what gets us through this.
And let's go to Twitter and these questions for Mike Vrabel at Titans Radio. Why has the offense been so conservative after the second half, or should be after the first half of the Falcons game?
You know, I don't. That wouldn't. Not very effective and conservative, I think, are two different things. You know, I think that that's. We're trying to be effective, and unfortunately, we haven't been very productive. But you know, we're working to change that, and we're trying to do everything we can to function as a unit that can contribute to our success, both offensively, defensively, and on special teams.
David in Nashville is our next caller on the Mike Vrabel Show. David, go right ahead for the coach.
Hey, Coach, how you doing, man? I got a question. During game time, I know you got a lot of people in your ear, a lot of things going on, a lot of noise. But watching the game, do you wait till you come back home and review the film before you start looking at things maybe you want to tweak or change? Or is a lot of that done actually in game time? And you know, what's your process on that? And I have another question. Who has the best hair between Mike and Coach McGinnis?
Coach Mack, if there's a challenge or anything that's a competition between Coach Mack and Mike, the answer is Coach Mack.
You're not wrong.
So I will answer the easy one first. And the second one, the first one is actually a very good question. You have an opportunity throughout the game. You always have to be able to make adjustments. They practice all week. We practice. Sometimes there's some things we haven't seen on all three phases. We have some coaches in the box. We have tablets on the sidelines, which give a snapshot of basically a second before the snap, at the snap, you know, half a second post-snap, and a second or two afterwards. So you can have these four pictures that you can look at from the sidelines of the end zone to try to coach and watch and figure out, okay, hey, they're blitzing this guy. We haven't seen them blitz this guy. We're going to need to pick this guy up, or we need to, you know, redirect the protection or whatever we may need to do. Those are changes that get tweaked within the game plan. Defensively, we could say, hey, they're in this formation a lot. We need to make this coverage check against this formation. It's just they're kind of, they got an advantage on us if we stay where we're staying, but let's think about doing this. And then now the players have to go out there and be able to do that. That happens every week. As far as the film, we have, you know, we have access to the film after the game. You know, as coaches, you look at it as soon as possible. You have an idea, but then there's a lot of that goes on that you're not able to see during the game, that you need to think about, to talk about, and then you begin, you know, the more you watch it, the things, you know, you watch it a second time, you watch it a third time, and then, you know, you're kind of ready to make a judgment on, you know, what we're doing and what we need to do and what we need to improve by the morning.
Twitter question here. How much freedom does Mariota have to change the plays and tempo, meaning no huddle, during the game?
You know, our quarterbacks always have opportunities to get us into the correct play. The play that they see is going to give them a chance to succeed. You know, we try to dictate tempo and run, you know, in our different tempos at different times. You know, everybody, you know, we all have of opinions, and, you know, it's important that, you know, we have 11 guys operating and functioning as one unit, you know, no matter what the call may be, no matter if we decide to huddle, if we decide not to huddle, and just kind of look at the efficiency and the overall operation of the offense needs to improve in all phases.
Before we go to break, I want to mention that fans attending Sunday's game at Nissan Stadium are asked to bring non-perishable food items to donate to Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee. Volunteers will be stationed outside Nissan Stadium beginning at 1 o'clock and will accept donations until kickoff. Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee served 28 million meals in 2018. We're trying to help them do more. So we ask that you please help them before this game this Sunday. Bring non-perishable food items this Sunday to Nissan Stadium before the Titans host the L.A. Chargers. Give us a call on the Xfinity hotline at 877-848-2671. Or if you'd like to tweet Mike Vrabel a question or comment, send it to @TitansRadio.
Play hard, bank easy. Titans Checking from Pinnacle comes with something extra. Great advice. Our experts can help you with checking, savings, loans, and more. Plus, Pinnacle makes it easy to tailgate Titan style. Open a Titans Checking account with at least $100 and a recurring direct deposit by October 15th, and you could receive a Titans tailgating package with tent, chairs, table, and cooler. Details at TitansBanking.com. Titans Checking from Pinnacle. Play hard. Bank easy. Member FDIC.
Does it get any better than an afternoon with the Tennessee Titans? Family and friends all coming together and cheering for the home team. Well, for over 70 years, Farm Bureau Health Plans has been rooting for home teams all across Tennessee. Our affordable health coverage provides peace of mind to live your life with confidence. To find a winning plan, give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com or a Farm Bureau office near you. Farm Bureau Health Plans, we've got you covered.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Here's NASCAR driver Jeb Burton for State Water Heaters.
Hey race fans, it's Jeb Burton for State Water Heaters. If you need a new water heater and you want the best, you need a State water heater. State brand water heaters are both rugged, durable, and available for your home or business. Whether you need gas, propane, or electric, State sets the bar for quality and performance. Log on today at statewaterheaters.com and request a quote. Don't get caught without hot water. Tell them to bring you the best. Bring you a State water heater today.
Mike Vrabel is waiting to hear from you. It's his show, after all. More of the Mike Vrabel Show is just ahead.
This is Titans Radio.
104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to the Mike Vrabel Show. You can call and talk to the coach on the Xfinity XFi hotline at 877-848-2671. If you'd like to tweet us a question or comment, send it @TitansRadio. That's @TitansRadio. Time now for the Pinnacle Moment of the Game, brought to you by Pinnacle, official financial partner of your Tennessee Titans. Open your account today. Get details at titansbanking.com. Pinnacle, play hard, bank easy.
5:05 to go, third and five. Flacco to throw it. Under pressure. Sacked! Flacco taken down by Woodyard.
Wesley Woodyard with the sack. His 28th of his career. He came on and played in the ball game. Jayon Brown injured early. 8 tackles for the 33-year-old veteran who, when his number is called, shows up again.
Absolutely. Sorry. And, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, the leadership and how lucky we are to have guys like Wood who, you know, probably didn't want to accept what started out as a lesser role. It was a vital role. You know, it rotated and you know, was ready to go, has always been ready to go. He was voted one of our captains. He's a huge part of our special teams, his leadership on the practice field, in the games, in the meetings. So there was no, you know, we saw Jayon go down and make sure Woods got the helmet to communicate. And, you know, went in there and didn't miss a beat, played physical, fit the runs up, went empty one time. Lindsey tried to run a little snag option route on him. He was on it, executed the third down package that we had in for the week very effectively. The 3 times that he blitzed affected the quarterback. We were 3 for 3 in those situations. And the last one being that sack that you just mentioned there. So, again, lucky to have him, both as a player and as a leader.
Dave McGinnis was bragging on Rashawn Evans yesterday, and actually he does a feature on our Titans All Access program, Beneath the Surface.
Coach McGinnis, you mean Coach?
Yes.
Yeah, you should call him Coach McGinnis.
I'm sorry. Coach McGinnis.
I'm joking.
That's all right. Well, Coach Mack is doing his feature this week about Rashawn and what Rashawn is doing. And obviously, Coach Mack knows a little something about linebackers. He's a big fan of how Rashawn is coming on in year 2. What is it about Rashawn's play that excites his head coach the most?
Effort, physicality, but then this next little step of the instinctiveness is starting to come out, the alignments, the drops, the pass rush. You know, the versatility, you know, all those things are beginning to get better. And it's just the more that he practices, the more that he plays, more that he is engaged in the meetings, I would say his attitude. There's a lot of things right now. And I'm sure that I can't wait to see what Coach Mack does. I'm sure it'll be very well done. It'll be really cool. It'll give people a great idea about where all – Rashawn plays and all what he does is in the run stopper and his coverage and you know some what he does on third down. I'm sure to be really informative.
There's a trend in this league towards smaller linebackers, the 220, 225 pound guys, I guess more pass cover type guys. Rashawn is not a small guy. He has good size and kind of looks more like that 90s linebacker, that 240 pound guy.
He plays very physical. He plays a physical style of game. He's quick. He's got fast twitch, good change of direction. And again, I really like how he's not, you know, playing out of control. He's very, he processes it and then goes. And then you would rather have that as a linebacker than somebody that takes 3 steps the wrong way and then has to come back the other way and plays out of control. He's really starting to process some of these runs, get the play action, see where he's supposed to be. You know, is a puller? Is there a flasher? So he's really being conscientious in these meetings and watching, you know, what he's done with Wood and Tyrone and Coach McKenzie is really improved.
From when you worked him out at Alabama in March of 2018 before the draft, is this what you thought he could be?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You know, he's got strike. He's got good burst. He can explode through his hips, tackles, he closes. He plays hard. I mean, that's, I really, You know, I said, we're going to work through any mistakes that you make because of the effort and the finish and what you play with. And he just wants to learn each day. He comes in with a great attitude. So it's easy to coach guys like that. Very easy.
All right, more Twitter questions for the coach at Titans Radio. Belvis wants to know, Coach Vrabel, what needs to happen for this team to play with fire behind you all the way, he says.
Not sure. If fire means executing, and being able to score points and not give up, 42-yard kickoff return and not allow touchdowns when we get down to the red zone, maybe we'll take some fire. But it's about playing better. It's about coaching better. That's really what it comes down to. There's no magic formula for winning. It's about getting guys to believe in a system, getting guys to operate as a team, and then being great in the critical situations.
All right, Jimmy wants to know, Coach Vrabel, I've been an Oilers-Titans fan since I can remember, and you're the one coach I have the most faith in getting things turned around. Do you believe that with the offense we have in place now that we can get things turned around?
Absolutely. Of all those emotions that I went through from the end of the game through the night, through the middle of the night, through the morning, through mid-morning, up until 12:29, there were probably some negative emotions. And at 12:29, the emotion that I told the team when I walked in here at 12:30 was hopeful. And, that's what I am. I know that we have the people in place at all levels to get the job done, to improve, to continue to stay together and work as a team and win as a team.
All right, here's another Twitter question. How can your offense overcome their poor play to win football games?
Well, the one thing that we always talk about is that whatever happened the last game or the last drive, it can't define us going forward. So there's good plays in there. There's evidence of good plays. Can sit here and talk till we're off the radio about, hey, it's a guy here or a guy there. But until we go out there and do it about results, that's really all that matters. And we're going to find out what we can do and what we can understand and what the players can believe in, and we're going to do it.
Here's what David says via Twitter. Love both of these quarterbacks and support everyone in a Titan jersey and on the sideline. Keep your heads up. He wants to know, does game time make a big difference for players? Noon start, 3 o'clock start, and if so, how?
I think everybody just goes off of, when we play on Monday, then Thursday is a Wednesday and Friday is a Thursday, and you kind of go back off of everything's a noon or 1 o'clock game on Sunday, and then you adjust accordingly. Everybody has a routine. I do this. I eat 4 hours before the game. I get to the stadium 3 hours before the game. I go on the field 2 hours before the game. Whatever it may be, all players have a different routine, and so they try to base it off of the game time and then work their way backwards. So I'd like to think that it doesn't make a whole lot of difference as long as the guys have a routine that they feel helps them prepare for the game and ultimately perform in the game.
Final minute before we need to break. The Los Angeles Chargers, the big challenges you see in them?
Well, Phillip Rivers, a great, fantastic quarterback, aggressive, fast, young defense, two very good backs, Eckler, Gordon. I think Keenan Allen's probably right at the top of receptions and yards. Hunter Henry played yesterday, a good young tight end. Had over 100 yards. So there's a lot of challenges like there are every week.
But back home.
Absolutely.
Need to get something going at Nissan Stadium,
sure.
Don't you?
Yeah, we need to go in there on Sunday and be ready to go and play and play to win.
Remind everyone, the Titans and the Chargers, 3:05 Central Time kick. You'll be able to hear the game right on this Titans radio station. Titans Countdown hits the air at 2 o'clock Central Time on Sunday. That's 2 Central for the Titans
and the Chargers.
It's game time. Are you ready? You can win a VIP game day experience, including parking, tickets, pregame sideline passes, and a trip to the Titans radio booth to meet the broadcast team. All courtesy of Titans Radio and Shelter Insurance. Visit shelterinsurance.com/gametime to learn more and to find an agent who can register you for a chance to win. This behind-the-scenes look with Titans Radio and Shelter Insurance is truly VIP from beginning to end. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com/gametime and get ready for some great football.
It's countdown to kickoff, Tennessee Titan Flameheads. If you hunger for victory, Kentucky Legend is the fuel for your fire. Because every Tennessee Warrior knows only a legend can feed a Titan. Kentucky Legend, the one brand of premium meats, hand-selected and double-smoked to southern slow perfection for a flavor and juicy tenderness unlike anything mere mortals have savored. Go forth and find must-win game day recipes at KentuckyLegend.com.
Play hard, bank easy. With Titans checking from Pinnacle, you always speak to a live person whenever you call, 24-7, 365, and we'll answer in three rings or less. Plus, Pinnacle makes it easy to tailgate Titan style. Open a Titans checking account with at least $100 and a recurring direct deposit by October 15th, and you could receive a Titans tailgating package with tent, chairs, table, and cooler. Details at TitansBanking.com. Titans checking from Pinnacle. Play hard, bank easy. Member FDIC.
It takes a Titan to bring people together, even when rivalries pull them apart. It takes a Titan to achieve goals far beyond the end zone. It takes a Titan to become a champion on the field and of the community. So at Nissan, we build trucks for Titans. Nissan Titan, backed by America's best limited truck warranty. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans. See local dealer or call 1-888-858-8319 for limited warranty details.
Coach Mike Vrabel wants to hear from you. Call 877-848-2671 or send a question via Twitter at Titans Radio.
This is Titans Radio.
104.5 The Zone.
We welcome you back to the Mike Vrabel Show. Pleased to be joined by my Titans radio partner, Dave McGinnis. How are you, Coach Mac?
Doing good, Mike Keith.
All right. Speaking of coaches, Mike Vrabel has talked about working with his staff tonight and tomorrow, and then informing the Titan quarterbacks who will start on Sunday against the Chargers at Nissan Stadium. And I want you to explain from a coaching perspective how the next 24 hours work in the process for the offensive staff and for the quarterbacks themselves.
Mike, these types of decisions, they're not made in a vacuum, okay? I mean, you're going to seek input from all the relevant parties, and it's going to be very detailed discussions. And then what you want to do, you want to come to a consensus that's devoid of any emotion. And then what you do, once you come to that consensus and take the emotion out of it and what you feel like is best relevant for the football team's progression, that's what you have to do, because this is a bottom line business. So, and it's good to make these decisions after discussions and after the emotion of a game is gone. Because then you're not making a realistic decision. Anyway, they will talk to all relevant parties. Then they will inform the two quarterbacks. They'll be the first to know, and then he'll inform the team. He'll inform the team at a team meeting, and then you move forward. But the next 24 hours, and it won't only involve just the coaches. You know, the front office will be involved in this. I mean, everybody will be involved in this, because this is your quarterback decision is a really important decision for your football team. And so you'll have all relevant parties involved in this.
If the Titans were to choose to start Ryan Tannehill, does the offensive plan change much with him?
No, it does not, and that was part of the reason that you signed Tannehill in the first place as a backup when you brought him in here from Miami. And look, I'm sure there are certain routes or concepts within this offense that Tannehill has learned now that he likes more than others. And you'll always seek the quarterback's input on game plan, what he likes, what he doesn't like. Those things, you know, some quarterbacks, even within the same system, will have certain things they like or certain things that they feel more comfortable doing. But that was one of the reasons that Tannehill was signed as a backup here, because of similar traits that he has to Marcus as far as being able to execute the offense.
All right, Mike Vrabel was asked earlier if offensive coordinator Arthur Smith might move to the press box to call plays, and Coach Vrabel didn't commit one way or the other. But if he were to move, What would be the advantage to Arthur Smith being upstairs calling the plays?
Well, there's no advantage either way.
Okay.
I mean, it's all personal preference, you know, for the coordinator, number one. It's personal preference. It's also as to how your staff is put together and as far as what the head coach wants, who he wants talking to the people on the field, who he has designated. Because there's an art to being a press box coach too, Mike. You have to be able to see things. You have to be able to discern things very quickly, get that information to the sideline. And just as there's some skills to being a sideline coach, being able to handle the emotions and things that are going on down there and keep everything even keeled. But the advantages of it, there have been successful coordinators on both sides of the ball do it from both spots.
You like to be in the booth. Why?
Well, I was on the field as a coordinator.
Okay.
I was on the field as a coordinator because I wanted to be able to be down there with my players. And plus, I had guys in the booth that I trusted to get me the types of information that I wanted so that I could be able to not only make calls at the moment, be able to set up calls. And then, of course, nowadays, Mike, it's a lot different, too. With the Microsoft tablets that they have now, you've got a lot of things. I mean, we used to have people up there that would take Polaroids and run them down physically downstairs. You were in the
league
when we did that. There's a lot better communication now, and it's a lot more instantaneous than it ever used to be. As a coordinator, I like to be on the field because I like to be in the feel and the flow of the game, and I like to be able to look face to face with my players. All right, I was in the booth a lot, you know, when I was an assistant head coach, just because I was hooked up with the head coach, you know, making replay calls and hooked up to all three different aspects of it to just give an overall view of the game as it was going. You can see a lot better upstairs, I'll tell you that.
Titans Radio's Dave McGinnis with us. Sunday's opponent for the Titans, the Los Angeles Chargers, also a 2-4 team that's lost two in a row. What's been going wrong for the Chargers this season?
Well, they've had a hard time finding any rhythm offensively. They really have. But I will say this. Veteran quarterbacks like Phillip Rivers, they can pull you out of these low points. And that's a big advantage they have, okay? And they have excellent defensive talent, okay? Their run game offensively has been sporadic. And I think that's been an issue for them also. And so and they've lost a couple of close ball games too, like everybody does in the National Football League. But they have not had any flow and rhythm offensively yet. But Phillip Rivers, don't ever count him out.
Speaking of running backs, Melvin Gordon has been back for a couple of weeks now after his holdout. So far, 27 total touches for just 86 yards. Should the Titans fear that this is where Gordon is going to get his mojo back now that he's been working for a few days?
Yeah, well, first of all, Melvin Gordon, he had a holdout, Mike, that was not productive for him financially or performance-wise. It did him no good at all, okay? He is still an upper-tier back in this league, and he has big games still in him at this point in his career. You just don't want him to have one against you. But it's not a physical problem with him right now. As I said, they've been sporadic offensively anyway. They were that way when he was not there. They're still that way when he's there, but it's not anything physically with him. But that holdout for him didn't do him any good at all.
No, I wish he'd held out like three more weeks.
Well, he needed the money.
I know. Dave McGinnis, share your thoughts on Gus Bradley's Chargers defense. What are the challenges they pose for the Titans offense?
Gus Bradley is going to stack the box here and force the quarterback, whoever it is, to beat him. I mean, that's what he's going to do, okay? He plays a lot of base defense, and he's had some injuries in his secondary, but his front four, Joey Bosa, Brandon Mebane, Quentin Jones, and Uchenna Nwosu, those are guys that can get after you with four people up front. His linebackers are Denzel Perryman, Thomas Davis, and Kazir White, all right? Those guys have had some coverage issues. They've had some coverage issues as far as, you know, so far with what Gus is doing. His two best DBs, you know, Casey Hayward and Desmond King, they can play. They can cover up your wideouts. He's had some issues with his safeties. But Gus has always been a guy that has played a lot of base defense stuff, base defense, you know, four-man rushed, and then has been a multiple coverage guy.
You stay on the West Coast as we look around the league. 49ers are 5-0, and I took some time this morning, looked it up, and expected to find that Jimmy Garoppolo is lighting it up. Garoppolo, however, has 7 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions. He's playing well, but he's not going to break any records. So how are the San Francisco 49ers unbeaten if Jimmy Garoppolo isn't playing out of his mind?
Robert Saleh's defense is playing out of their mind. That's what they're doing. They are playing great defense there. They got some really good young people down front that are finally healthy. They are playing great team defense right now. You know, and Kyle Shanahan, he does a great job with the run game. He really does. And Garoppolo, you're being too nice. Garoppolo's been pedestrian. He really has been. But their run game at times has been dominating. And then defensively, they're playing off the charts right now.
Speaking of quarterbacks who have not played well, how about the Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield completing slightly less than 57% of his passes, 5 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. So, is it a sophomore slump? Or has the league already gotten a book on Baker Mayfield?
Well, before the Titans opened the season with him, I mean, he was being touted as an MVP of the league.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not going to happen. Okay, I'll put money on that. That's not going to work out for him right there. But defensive coordinators now have enough evidence on him as to what's going on. And to tell you the truth, Mike, the Titans kind of cracked the code early on that first game of the season. You can see some people, if you watch their tape, playing off of that. They've got a book now. They've got a book now on him, and they've got a book on Freddie Kitchens as a play caller and as a head coach.
Speaking of MVP candidates, Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks, 73% completion percentage, 14 touchdowns, no interceptions, averaging 284 passing yards per game, passer rating of slightly below 125. And we know he can run too, but I'm just talking passing. How has Russell Wilson elevated to this kind of level as a passer?
I spent 5 years in the NFC West at the Rams. We built, when we took that franchise over, you know, when they had been really bad, we built the franchise to beat Russell Wilson. Because this guy presents so many problems, and don't get it mistaken. He's not just a shorter quarterback that all he does is take off and run. That is not true. The guy's got a strong arm. He's got a really good ability to move and maneuver the pocket and still keep his eyes down the field. He's got a big arm. He can make throws clear across the field. He can launch the ball, and he's also a fearless guy with the ball when he's throwing. He's got tremendous confidence in his ball placement, and he can flick it. This guy is dangerous. He's one of the good a quarterbacks competitively that I've ever designed a defense for.
And he's getting better.
Yeah, well, he works at it. I mean, this is a competitive guy. I mean, you've got to remember, you know, when he left North Carolina State, you know, they benched him at North Carolina State, and so he said, okay, fine, I'll go to Wisconsin. And then he's been doing pretty well since.
That worked out all right.
Yeah, it did.
All right, Monday Night Football starts in minutes. I like this one tonight. Detroit, 2-1-1. Green Bay, 4-1. Who you got?
I got Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay. I mean, that's, come on. They're in sync a little bit. I don't trust Detroit. You know, I really don't. I never have trusted Detroit. They keep flipping coaches. Matthew Stafford, I think, is really a special talent in this league, but it's never quite clicked there. And every time Detroit starts to think they're pretty good, then they go back to being Detroit. All right, so I'm taking Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay.
Still pretty good game, I think.
It's a good game.
I'm gonna go home and watch.
Me too.
All right. Thanks very much, Coach Mack.
Thank you, Mike Keith.
The Mike Vrabel Show is produced by David Reed, Promotions Director Marie Bradshaw, Traffic Director Kendra Holt, Director of Sales Hunter Rice, Operations Manager Charlie Cook, General Manager Allison Warren, and the Executive Producer of Titans Radio is Rhett Bryan. Join us this Sunday as the Titans take on the Chargers at Nissan Stadium. Titans Radio on the air at 2 o'clock Central. Kickoff is set for 3:05 Central. We hope you'll join us. And remember, if you are coming to the game, arrive early and come into Nissan Stadium for Titans Happy Hour. It starts at 1:05, $5 Miller Lite and $5 Bud Light cans, $1 hot dogs, and that lasts from 1:05 until 2:20. And fans who enter Nissan Stadium before 2:20 will be entered to win one of three cash prizes. A $1,000 cash prize and two $500 cash prizes from Pinnacle. We hope to see you at Nissan Stadium. For Dave McGinnis and Mike Vrabel, Mike Keith says thanks for listening to Titans Radio.
The Mike Vrabel Show, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. Tennesseans protecting Tennesseans since 1947. Get the info for this week's game at TitansRadio.com and on Twitter at Titans Radio. This is Titans Radio. Yeah.